It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
You know, a lot of people have been telling us at Weekend Edition how important it is at this time to have the puzzle. So you are doing, I think, a great service.
Oh, thanks a lot. We all are. Thanks.
And so remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was an April Foolish puzzle from Raymond Nardo of Mineola, Long Island. I said, think of a world capital, drop the third and fourth letters, and keeping the remaining letters in order, you'll name a state. What state is it? Well, the capital is Beijing. Drop those letters. You're left with a state of being.
A state of being. We received over 1,400 correct responses. And the winner this week is Mary Springhorn of Bellingham, Washington. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So before you came on air, we asked you, you know, how you were feeling about doing the puzzle. And you said...
I was moderately terrified.
And I thought that was such a funny answer. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
On and off since email days.
Yeah, email days, when you had to email in your answer. And let me ask you, what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired surgeon.
Oh, wow. Well, doctors are indeed our heroes now more than ever. So are you ready to play the puzzle?
Sure.
Okay, deep breath. It's going to be fine. I promise. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mary, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word starts with AB. Drop the AB and you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said embarrass and output of a volcano, you would say abash and ash.
Okay.
All right, number one is missing as from a class and mailed.
Absent and sent.
That's it. A leader of nuns, and first lady between Eleanor and Mamie.
Abbess and Bess.
Good. On fire. And to lie around idly.
Ablaze and laze.
Good. Like flowers in the spring. And a weaving apparatus.
A bloom and loom.
Good. In another country. Highway.
Abroad and road.
Uh-huh. To kidnap. And a passage for air.
Abduct and duct.
Good. To avoid liquor. And a laundry problem.
Abstain and stain.
Good.
Wait a second. You're amazing. You were nervous?
I still am.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just had to say that. Okay, go on. Carry on.
Your next clue is shorten and a chain of hills.
Shorten.
To shorten.
To shorten.
And here's a more helpful clue to shorten as a dictionary.
Oh, a bridge and bridge.
That's it.
And ridge, rather, sorry.
There you go. A source of mother of pearl and by oneself.
Abalone and alone.
Good. And your last one is act of forgiveness for a wrong and answer.
Absolution and solution.
Well, that was fantastic, Mary.
That was fantastic. How do you feel?
Immoderately relieved.
Everything in moderation. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mary, which member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of KUOW in Seattle.
That's Mary Springhorn of Bellingham, Washington. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, this week's challenge comes from listener Bruce Campbell of Kansas City, Missouri. Think of a well-known U.S. city. Its population is over 250,000. Phonetically, the first syllable of the city's name plus the first syllable of the name of its state will sound like a well-known brand name. What is it? So again, a well-known U.S. city, more than 250,000 population, the first syllable of its name plus the first syllable of the name of its state will sound like a well-known brand name. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, April 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.